USA News, I'm John Schaefer. A new COVID-19 variant, EU11, has been found in multiple western states, including North and South Dakota, Utah, Wyoming, Colorado, and Montana. The symptoms of this variant in the U.S. are yet to be determined. EU11 is believed to be highly transmissible and currently accounts for 8.7% of COVID cases in the mentioned states. Florida Governor and Republican presidential candidate Ron DeSantis is making his first visit to the Texas border. He's outlining an immigration policy that would not allow asylum claims between ports of entry.
It's a lot less appetizing to make a trip like that knowing you don't qualify in the first place and you're going to have to wait on the other side of the border before you get a decision.
Speaking in the border town of Eagle Pass, Texas, DeSantis pledged to revive the Trump-era Remain in Mexico policy. Additionally, he aims to grant individual states the authority to deport undocumented immigrants. Russian President Vladimir Putin condemned the march on Moscow by a group of mercenary soldiers as criminal activity and warned of consequences. Speaking through an interpreter, Putin said,
"The organizers of this rebellion cannot but understand that they will be brought to justice. Everybody understands that."
The Wagner Group boss claimed that the march was a protest and not an attempt to overthrow Putin, explaining that he turned his troops around to prevent bloodshed among Russians. A parents group in New Jersey is accusing State Attorney General Matt Platkin of targeting them as he's filed lawsuits against local school districts that mandate informing parents about their child's preferred name, pronouns, and other accommodations. The parents argue that Platkin is infringing upon their right to stay informed about their children's well-being. And Honda is launching a major recall of SUVs and minivans because of a problem with rear-view cameras. Company says camera images may not display. This is USA News.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to GetTheTea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's GetTheTea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
President Biden unveiled a plan today to enhance internet connectivity nationwide, with the White House allocating more than $40 billion for this program.
For around 24 million Americans across this country, there's no high-speed internet. And for millions more, the internet connection is limited or unreliable.
The reasons for the limited access include affordability constraints and residing in communities without fiber optic connections. Congress concerns over the risk to private health data may delay Amazon's telehealth rollout. Elizabeth Warren and Peter Welch expressed their worries in a letter to the company referencing a Washington Post investigation revealing users giving up their data rights. Politico has reported a 3-week delay in the launch of Amazon Clinic. NASA is launching a simulated Mars mission with 4 astronauts stationed at the Johnson Space Center in Houston for 12 months. The mission aims to study human dynamics during long-duration space travel, focusing on resource restrictions and the crew's response to Mars-like challenges and scenarios. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has stated he will not support the re-election of New York Congressman George Santos. During an interview on Fox and Friends, McCarthy expressed his belief that Santos should not run again.
George Santos, are you a part of his re-election campaign?
No, I am not.
Right.
No, he shouldn't run.
Have you done anything for that seat to try to get a Republican in?
Oh, we're going to keep that seat with another Republican. Yes, we are.
Santos is currently facing federal charges. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.